I am a sociopath. Through dual quirks of genetics and environment, I suffer from what psychologists now refer to as antisocial personality disorder, characterized in the Diagnostic and Statistical Manual of Mental Disorders, DSM, as a pervasive pattern of disregard for and violation of the rights of others. Key among the characteristics of the diagnosis are a lack of remorse, a penchant for deceit, and a failure to conform to social norms. I prefer to define my sociopathy as a set of traits that inform my personality, but don't define me. I am generally free of entangling and irrational emotions. I am strategic and canny. I am intelligent and confident and charming. But I also struggle to react appropriately to other people's confusing and emotion-driven social cues. Psychopathy and sociopathy are terms with an intertwined clinical history, and they are largely now used interchangeably, though some academics distinguish between the two based on genetics, aggression, or other factors. I have chosen to call myself a sociopath because of the negative connotations of psycho in the popular culture. I may have a disorder, but I am not crazy. I can trace the likely genetic link through my father to his birth father, who was known for being an exceptionally cold man. My upbringing promoted my genetic propensities, but not in the ways that you would expect from watching television or movie depictions of a sociopath. I was not a victim of child abuse, and I'm not a murderer or a criminal. I've never skulked behind prison walls. I prefer mine to be covered in ivy. I am an accomplished attorney and law professor. I am a typical, well-respected, young academic, regularly writing for law journals and advancing various legal theories. I donate 10% of my income to charity and teach Sunday school every week. I have a close circle of family and friends whom I love and who very much love me. Does any of this sound like you? Maybe you are a sociopath, too. Recent estimates say that 1% to 4% of the population, or 1 in every 25 people, is a sociopath. That's higher than the percentage of people who have anorexia or autism. You're not a serial killer? Never imprisoned? Most of us aren't. Some of you may be surprised to find that it is no defense that you're not a criminal. Only 20% of male and female prison inmates are sociopaths, although we are probably responsible for about half of serious crimes committed. Nor are most sociopaths incarcerated. In fact, the silent majority of sociopaths lives freely and anonymously in society, holding down jobs, getting married, having children, fitting in with varying degrees of success in a culture that easily considers sociopaths as monsters. Who, then, are sociopaths? We are legion and diverse. At least one of them looks like me. Does one of them look like you? Do you have plenty of friends, paramours, or admirers? That doesn't disqualify you. In fact, quite the opposite. Despite our bad reputation, sociopaths are categorically known for our exceptional, albeit superficial, charm. In a world filled with gloomy, mediocre nothings populating a go-nowhere rat race, people are attracted to the sociopath's exceptionalism, like moths to a flame. You would like me if you met me. I am quite confident about that because I've met a statistically significant sample size of the population, and they were all susceptible to my charms. I have the kind of smile that is common among television show characters and rare in real life. Perfect in its sparkly teeth dimensions and ability to express pleasant invitation. I'm the sort of date you would love to bring to your ex's wedding. Fun, exciting, the perfect office escort. Your boss's wife has never met anyone quite so charming. And I'm just the right amount of smart and successful, so that your parents would be thrilled if you brought me home. Do you have an inflated view of yourself? I certainly seem to, don't I? Sociopaths are known for having egos so full-bodied they could be considered Rubenesque. I exude confidence, much more than my looks or social stature would warrant. I'm not very tall, but present solidly with broad, strong shoulders and an angular jaw. My friends often remark on my toughness and swagger, but I am just as comfortable in summer dresses as I am in cowboy boots. Perhaps the most noticeable aspect of my confidence is the way I sustain eye contact. Some people have called it a predator stare, and it appears that most sociopaths have it. Sustained eye contact can seem hostile, and so zoo visitors are frequently advised not to stare at gorillas, lest it be taken as a sign of aggression. Most humans seem to think so too. Otherwise, staring contests wouldn't present much of a challenge. Sociopaths are different. We are unfazed by uninterrupted eye contact. Our failure to look away politely is often perceived as being confident, aggressive, seductive, or predatory. It can throw people off balance, but often in an exciting way that imitates the unsettling feeling of infatuation. Ever find yourself using that charm and confidence to get people to do things for you that they otherwise wouldn't? Some might call it manipulation, but I like to consider it simply using what God gave me. And the word manipulation is so ugly. It's what people say to disavow their own choices. If they end up never regretting their decision, does that mean that no one has manipulated them? Manipulation is where the traits of a sociopath take a distinct turn for the nefarious in a lot of people's minds, but I don't see why. It is just fulfilling an exchange. People want a particular thing, to please you, to feel wanted or needed, to be seen as a good person. And manipulation is just a quick and dirty way to get both people something they want. You might call it seduction. One of my sociopathic friends gave this example. One guy wants to sell a car for $5,000. The second wants to buy it for $10,000. I am aware of the two, but neither is aware of the other. I buy the car for $5,000, sell it to the second guy for $10,000, and I make $5,000. It's called arbitrage, and happens on Wall Street and a lot of other places every day. We all get what we want, and we're all happy, as long as the two never connect the dots and never learn more than they need to. I facilitate their ignorance for the benefit of all, especially myself.